at 8:22. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. It's the morning of Black Friday, and North Texans are planning to spend more on gifts and entertainment than the average American. Way more. That's according to the consulting company Deloitte. KERA's Christopher Connolly takes a look at the firm's annual survey of holiday shoppers.
Holiday shopping is one way to measure the economy, and folks in Dallas-Fort Worth seem pretty optimistic. They plan to spend 33% more during this holiday season than last year. That's well above the national average of 23%.
The economy in North Texas is really on pace, and household finances appear to be in a good place at this point.
Ed Tariak is a partner at Deloitte. He says another takeaway from the survey has to do with where people plan to spend that money.
For the first time, online gift buying will beat out traditional in-store shopping.
Still, Tariak says consumers in North Texas aren't ditching the brick and mortar just yet. They're savvy, so they want the best of both the online and in-store shopping experience.
They may be using cell phones while they're in the store to enhance those experiences. The younger generation are using it to, you know, aid their search of the product to see that there's a lot more items to look at, but also comparison pricing from shopping. And the individuals that are older are utilizing it to track their respective orders once they return home.
Tariak says that puts pressure on retailers to offer both exciting in-store experiences and also enhance their online offerings. And here's another squeeze point for sellers.
Although they're buying online, the consumer still believes that he or she should pay nothing for delivery. About 89% of the respondents say that delivery should be free.
And Tariak says 7 in 10 people say that free shipping should be included even if they're ordering a week before Christmas. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.
This holiday weekend, stuffed with football, is happening against a different kind of backdrop this year. The ongoing debate about players taking a knee during the national anthem. They're protesting police violence against African Americans. UT Dallas researcher Alex Picaro is trying to gauge how deep the racial divide over this issue is among college students. In this week's Friday Conversation, Picaro sat down with KERA's Vice President of News, Rick Holter, to talk about the result of his study.
Alex Picaro, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Let's start with the basics. Who did you talk with and what did you ask them?
We surveyed a sample of about 300 young adults in the Midwest, and we asked them three questions related to the extent to which they were supportive of NFL players' protests of the national anthem.
That first big question about kneeling, is kneeling during the anthem appropriate? How did they respond?
It depends on who you ask. Mm-hmm. So when you parcel everything out and we looked at African Americans compared to everybody else, we found that over 3/4 of African Americans supported all three kinds of protesting, where non-African Americans, mainly whites, disagree with the protesting.
You've described the differences between how black and white college students answered as a, quote, potentially disturbing racial schism.
Absolutely. I mean, I think what we see here is people self-identifying with a particular cause or particular sets of players. The majority of players are actually African Americans. So there's mm-hmm. some sense that this is not entirely surprising. But what we saw was the diametrical opposites of this among racial lines. The fact that 3/4 of African Americans supported the protests, whereas only 1/4 of the whites did.
Right.
But then when we looked at punishment, we found that every single black respondent disagreed or strongly disagreed with either the NFL punishing the players or team owners punishing the players. Hmm. Every single black respondent, where in fact almost the opposite was true as whites. Whites actually supported NFL teams punishing the players and the NFL as a league punishing the players. That's a real strong racial divide.
You also kind of tracked how this matched up with support for the president, who obviously has tweeted repeatedly against the protests.
That's a great question, and no one else had ever thought to do that. And so we looked at two things with relation to that. We looked at whether or not an individual's political party affiliation was related to either support for the protests or support for the punishment. We found that more conservative respondents were more likely to disagree with the protests, and they were more supportive of punishment. Mm-hmm. Then we asked respondents whether or not they agreed with Trump's initial tweet when he came out against the protesting players several months ago.
Right.
And what we found was those respondents who agreed with the president's tweet about the NFL, quote-unquote, firing those players— were more likely to support the punishment and very much unlikely to support the protests.
You also asked questions about whether raising a fist in the air during the anthem or sitting down during it is appropriate. Did those answers play out the same way?
Almost the same, that individuals all the time, if people who were agreeing to the kneeling were agreeing to the fist in the air, were agreeing to sitting. And that was always the case predominantly among African Americans compared to their counterparts.
Now, you only talked to college students for this survey, and that, as everybody knows, tends to be the most liberal age of life. Doesn't that limit, in some ways, the impact of the findings?
Given the fact that on most metrics, most college students are more liberal than not, we actually take that into consideration by controlling for an individual's party affiliation, as well as other factors related to whether or not they agree with police behavior and those kinds of things. So even when you take those things into consideration, we still find this schism across race, but it's only there across race. It's not there for men and women, which is interesting. So if there was liberalness everywhere, you'd see a lot more variability across sex as well. We see it diametrically right at the racial line.
Were you surprised that the white numbers were so low?
Absolutely. Absolutely, we're surprised. I thought that, you know, given the fact that these are predominantly age 20-ish young adults, that they might see the world more similar than they don't. And we also took it in consideration whether or not you watch football and you're a fan of football. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to adjust on all those kinds of things. And even when you take that into account, you still see this real strong line.
Alex Picaro is a criminology professor at UT Dallas. Thanks for taking the time.
My pleasure.
Sunny skies in store for us this afternoon. Should be a warm high near 78 today. Mostly clear this evening, a low around 50. Tomorrow, sunny and much of the same. High near 71. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low around 46. It's currently 47 degrees in Dallas and Fort Worth, 44 in Tyler, 45 in Wichita Falls. It's 8:30. This is KERA News.